Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into something pretty interesting today. Plant-based supplements, specifically, and all the hype around them for weight loss.
Oh, yeah. Lots to unpack there.
Definitely. So we've got a couple of things to look at today. We've got an article, it's from Great Health Report, and they are singing the praises of these supplements. And then we've also got the website for a particular supplement called Purevive. And they are making some, well, pretty bold claims, I'd say.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
So we're going to try to sort through all of it and see what's what. See if we're dealing with a real miracle cure or just some really, really clever marketing. What do you think?
Yeah, let's dive in. I think this is going to be fascinating. You know, we've all seen those headlines and ads promising effortless weight loss and,
Oh, yeah.
boosted energy, unstoppable confidence.
Yeah, who wouldn't want that?
It's hard not to be at least a little intrigued, right?
Absolutely. It's like they know exactly what buttons to push, especially when it comes to weight loss. You know, we all want that quick fix, and they are playing to that. And then you go to the Purevive website, and they're taking it even further. I mean, they're talking about melting away stubborn fat, a toned and slim body, even like life-changing results.
Wow.
It's all very tempting.
It is.
But is there really anything to back it all up?
Right. Well, both the article and the website actually point to this thing called brown adipose tissue. It's also known as BIT. They say it's the key here.
Okay.
Purevive even mentions a study from Nature Medicine, I believe. It's supposed to be coming out in 2025. And they say it links low BT levels with being overweight.
Oh, interesting. So is there actual science behind this? Tell me more about this BI thing.
Yeah, there is some scientific basis for sure. So BI is this type of fat that's actually more common in lean individuals. And it actually seems to help regulate body temperature and how much energy your body burns.
Oh.
So the idea is if you could increase your BI activity, maybe you could actually lose weight. It's a pretty interesting idea. It's definitely an area where there's more research needed, though. We can't just jump to the conclusion that this is a guaranteed weight loss solution for everyone.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of a potential breakthrough. So how does Puraviv claim to boost this B-Day?
Well, they say it's all about their special formula. It's got eight ingredients in it, all plant-based, of course. And each one is supposed to have all these amazing benefits. Some of them, like luteolin and kudzu, have been used in traditional medicine for a long time. Others, like white Korean ginseng, well, there's some preliminary research suggesting that it might be good for metabolism.
Okay. So there's at least some research behind some of these ingredients then.
Yeah, there are studies. Like with ginseng, some have shown that it could help with weight management a little bit. But, and this is important, most of the research is pretty preliminary. We need more studies, more robust studies to really confirm those effects and to figure out exactly how they work. And most importantly, if they really work the same way when they're combined, like in this peer review formula.
So even if there are some studies on, say, ginseng and weight loss, that doesn't automatically mean the whole Puravive formula is going to be effective.
Exactly. It's not that simple. And this is where it gets a bit tricky. You got to understand the different types of studies. So sometimes some ingredients might only have been tested in vitro. That basically means like in a test tube or a petri dish. And that's not really the same as how they'd work in an actual human body. And other times studies might have been done on animals, which, doesn't always translate perfectly to humans either.
Okay, so even if there's research, we need to know what kind of research it is
Absolutely.
and how relevant it is to us as humans actually taking this Purevive supplement.
Exactly. We can't just take their word for it. We have to really look into it ourselves.
Be a discerning consumer, huh?
Yes, exactly. And look beyond the marketing and the claims they're making. Speaking of which, we can't ignore those testimonials,
Oh, yeah.
On the Purevive website, people are sharing these stories about how much weight they lost, how amazing they feel. Some even say it changed their lives. It's hard not to be moved by those kinds of stories,
Yeah, it's very persuasive, very emotionally appealing. It makes it feel like this Purevive stuff is a miracle. But how do we balance that with the need for actual scientific evidence?
Well, it's important to remember that those testimonials are what we call anecdotal evidence. They're not scientific proof. They're just personal stories, and everyone's experience is going to be different. What works for one person might not work for another at all.
So we can't just take those testimonials at face value, right?
Yeah.
We need to be a little skeptical.
Exactly. We have to balance those stories with a healthy dose of skepticism and, keep looking for more objective evidence.
Makes sense. And, we can't forget about those disclaimers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, both on the Purevive website and in the Great Health Report article, they both have those disclaimers saying, for educational purposes only, and consult a healthcare professional, kind of tucked away there.
Right, right.
And they might seem like just some legal stuff, but they're there for a reason.
Absolutely.
They are protecting themselves, of course, but they're also reminding us that we should not be basing our health decisions solely on what we read on a website trying to sell us something.
You're absolutely right. It's a good reminder to be proactive, to consult other sources, do our own research, and most importantly, talk to our doctors, especially if we have any pre-existing conditions or are already taking medications.
Yeah. So before we jump on the bandwagon, we really need to do our homework, understand the science, consider our own situation.
Yeah.
It's about being informed, not just hopeful.
Well said. And that brings us to another important point, the marketing tactics companies like this use.
Oh, yeah, the marketing.
Purevive, for example, they use limited time discounts, bonus offers, money back guarantees. Mm-hmm. They want to create that sense of urgency and get you to buy right now.
It's that FOMO, the fear of missing out.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really effective, especially when you're dealing with something like weight loss, which is a very sensitive issue for a lot of people. It's easy to get caught up in the moment and make a decision you might regret later.
Right. So step back, take a deep breath, and think critically about the information.
Yes, exactly. Ask yourself, am I being swayed by emotions here, or am I making a rational decision based on evidence? That's a question we should always be asking ourselves, not just with supplements, but with any health-related product or information.
You're right. That's so important. This has been eye-opening already. I'm starting to see there's a lot more to these plant-based supplements than meets the eye.
Oh, for sure. We've barely scratched the surface.
I'm ready to dive deeper. Let's keep exploring this world of supplements and how to be a smart consumer. It's kind of amazing, isn't it? Like how these companies use all these marketing tricks to make us think there's this easy answer to something as complicated as weight loss.
Oh, absolutely. They're really good at what they do. It makes you realize you got to stay on your toes, question everything.
Yeah, for sure.
And that brings us to a really important point. Even if a plant-based supplement could actually boost this BA activity,
right?
How much would that actually affect weight loss overall?
That's a really good question. It makes you wonder, how do these supplements actually fit into the whole picture of weight loss? I mean, is it really as simple as popping a pill, or is there more to it?
Right. Supplements, even if they're plant-based, should really be seen as just one part of a much bigger plan. You need a balanced diet, regular exercise, and you got to manage that stress.
So you're saying we can't just rely on a supplement and expect the pounds to magically melt away?
Exactly. Supplements might help a little, but they can't replace the basics. Weight loss is complicated. It's affected by so many things like genetics, hormones, lifestyle choices, even environmental factors.
It's easy to get caught up in the marketing, Even when you think you're being all skeptical, we all want that magic solution, but it just doesn't exist.
It's a very human desire, for sure. And these companies know that. They're playing on that desire. But remember, even with supplements, you got to do your research. Look for brands that are reputable and watch out for any potential interactions, especially if you're already taking other medications or have any health conditions.
It's easy to forget about those potential interactions, when you're so focused on the supposed benefits.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these are substances you're putting into your body. They can have real effects, both good and bad. You got to approach them carefully.
And there's the money aspect, too. Supplements can be pretty pricey, especially if you're planning to take them for a long time.
Oh, yeah. The cost can definitely add up.
Yeah.
So it's worth thinking about whether you're getting your money's worth. Maybe that money would be better spent on other things that could help you be healthier, like joining a gym or seeing a nutritionist or buying fresh, healthy food.
So it's more about investing in a lifestyle change, not just a bottle of pills.
That's a great way to put it. It's about finding those sustainable changes.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say someone's thinking about trying a plant-based supplement.
Okay.
What are some red flags they should look out for?
Yeah, what should we be wary of? I'm curious.
Well, the biggest red flag is if a product promises results that are just unrealistic, like losing tons of weight super fast, if they claim you can drop like 10 pounds in a week or something, it's probably too good to be true.
Okay.
Sustainable weight loss is generally slower, more like 1 to 2 pounds a week.
What about those before and after pictures? The ones that show these dramatic transformations.
Yeah, those can be really persuasive. But remember, images can be edited, manipulated. Don't just rely on pictures. Look for the scientific evidence, the independent research.
Don't be swayed by flashy visuals.
Exactly. What else? Another red flag is if the company isn't transparent about their ingredients, you know, or their manufacturing process.
Right.
A good company will tell you all about that stuff. And they'll have their products tested by independent labs to make sure they're safe and high quality. So if a company's being secretive, that's not a good sign.
Transparency is so important. It builds trust.
It does. And, you know, this goes back to those disclaimers we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
They often have important info about a product's limits and risks. It's easy to just skip over them, but you should really take the time to read them carefully. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to contact the company directly.
Being an informed consumer takes effort, but it's worth it.
It is. It's about protecting yourself. So don't be afraid to ask questions, do your research, talk to your healthcare provider, especially before making any decisions. Knowledge is power, you know, especially in this world of supplements.
You're so right. This has been a great conversation. Lots to think about. You've really stressed how important it is to think critically, do our research, and talk to the experts before we just jump on the bandwagon and try any supplement.
Exactly. It's all about making informed decisions that are right for you.
Speaking of informed decisions, let's wrap up this deep dive with some final thoughts. What are the key takeaways you want our listeners to remember?
Wow. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
This whole world of plant-based supplements and weight loss and all the marketing that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fascinating, really. So as we wrap things up, what are the big takeaways, you know, the things you really want our listeners to remember? You know, I think the most important thing is that there's just no quick fix when it comes to weight loss.
Right.
It's a process. It takes time. You got to be committed. And it really has to be a whole body approach. You can't just focus on the physical, you know, your mental well-being is a huge part of it, too.
So instead of looking for that magic pill, we should be thinking about making changes we can stick with. Changes that are good for us in the long run.
Exactly. And if you were considering trying a plant-based supplement, just do it carefully, you know, your research, find brands that you can trust, and definitely talk to your doctor to make sure it's right for you, that it fits in with your overall health goals.
It's so easy to get tempted by something that promises amazing results, but we have to be smart about it. We have to make sure we're making choices based on good information.
Absolutely. Your health is so important. Don't take it lightly. Be informed. Do your research. Ask questions and make choices that feel right for you.
I love that. Empower yourself with knowledge. That's what this is all about, right?
That's it.
We've looked at the science, the marketing, and how important it is to be critical thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
So our listeners can make their own decisions.
That's right. It's been great talking about this with you. I hope this has been helpful for everyone listening.
It has been for me, for sure. Okay, before we go, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. If you were thinking about trying a plant-based supplement for weight loss, what would you do after listening to all of this? What resources would you turn to? What questions would you ask yourself before you made a decision? Just something to consider.
That's a great question. And remember, knowledge is power. When you're informed, you can make the best choices for yourself.
So true. Thank you all for joining us for this deep dive. We hope you found it helpful and empowering. Keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep making those smart choices. We'll see you next time.